Okay, today we get Siman Kuf Aleph. Kuf Aleph, Kuf Beis are a set of what generally are considered the easier, even to a certain degree, the more fun Simanim of Hilchis Karuvis. Beria, Chaticha Reschabed, and then we have Dovah Shesha Matirin. These three are in Yonim that are not complicated or involved dinim. It's just halachis that these things are not bottle. And I guess today we'll start Chaticha Reschabed. It's 9 sifim, but I would like to do it well, but to try to learn and understand it. And finish it rather quickly. Sifalef chaticha haray l'schabe dinay keberia. You have a portion, a piece of something which is roy l'schabe. Roy l'schabe means that it's something that you would be considered a covet to serve to an areyach, to serve to a guest. Dinay keberia dafilu be'elef le'bottle. The halacha is that it's not bottle in a taruvis. Afilu im hi asura bahana. And even if it's Yisure Hanah, still, Kivin Shem Tispatel Hoysim Luteres Roy Leschabed. Even though it may be Yisure Hanah, but that doesn't change anything. If it's bottled, it'll be Roy to serve, then it's bottled. Now, the reason for Haticha Roy Leschabed is Machlaikis, the Rashba, and the Rosh. It's a very slight Machlaikis, but there is an afkamina between them that's significant. The Rashba holds that a Chaticha, that being Roy L'Schabed is itself a Chashivus. The fact that something can be served, that itself makes it into a Chashiv, a Chaticha, and a Dover Chashiv is not bottled. So Chaticha L'Schabed, the fact that you could serve it is what gives it a chashivus. The Rosh says no. The Rosh says really, the halacha is, the Gemara says that a davar shebiminyan is not bottled. Something that's sold biminyan, now it's a little complicated. Davar shebiminyan means something that's sold by the item and not by the pound. Not by any type of value. But something that's sold a piece at a time, the davar shebiminyan is not bottled. That means that if you go into a store and you ask for a Danish, you also get one or two or three Danishes. But the davar shebiminyan means that even when you buy a lot of them, you buy them in bulk, they're sold by the piece, not by the weight, not by the pound. And these items are called davar shebiminyan. They're not bottled. The Rosh holds that davar chaticha roi l'schabed is just a simin of a davar shebiminyan. It's sometimes very difficult to figure out what makes something a davar shebiminyan, what doesn't. So chaticha roi l'schabed is a simin. It's not because you could serve it. It's just a simin of a davar shebiminyan, of a davar chashuv. That's the explanation of the Rosh. Now it sounds like they're very similar, so I'll tell you the nafkamina between them, and you'll understand the two shikas. So I'll just explain the nafkamina between them. The Chavos Da'as brings here in the first piece, he has the following shiloh. If I have a piece of Yisurei Hanah which becomes mixed in a taruvis of Yisurei Achila, in other words, I have 20 pieces of nevela, 20 nevela steaks. They're all nevela, I'm going to have to sell them to a guy. My sheikh had shechted, and one of them came out in the veil, so I'm going to have to sell it to a guy. And I have another steak, which is basa b'chalav, it's asa b'hanav. And this steak, which is basa b'chalav, became mixed into 20 steaks, which are in the veil. And normally, min b'mina yavish b'yavish, we bottle b'raiv, or even let's say, v'nitzi shishim, let's say there are 60 there, and it got mixed into this taruvis. Question now is that steak chaticha roi l'schabed? What's the shayla? Steak is chaticha roi l'schabed. Because even after it becomes bottle, I can only serve it to a guy. It's Yisurei Achila. I can't serve it to a yid, I won't be able to serve it anyway. Because when the Yisurei Hanah becomes mixed with Yisurei Achila, it'll become roi to serve to a guy, not to a yid. The crazier place he holds that in such a case it's not a chaticha rei l'skabed. Shlechazi rak loivik kechavim ayreachayvik kechavim lemikri roi l'skabed. Having a guy over, that's not called roi l'skabed. That's not chashuv. You serve it to a yid, that's chashuv. You serve it to a guy, then that's not chashuv. A guy, I mean, even if President Bush comes, or a Yiddish neighbor comes, so the Yiddish neighbor is more chashuv. I shouldn't say even President Bush. I should say even who pitches for the Yankees. No, sorry, really chashuv. But you know, even if he comes, so that's a guy is not called roi l'skabed, and for yidin it's called roi l'skabed. As I stated, the crazier place. Says the Chavis Das, this is totally the machlokes, the Rashba and the Rosh. According to the Rashba, it's true. The fact that Zroi L'Schabed is what makes it Chashuv. So it has to be something Chashuv. So Chashuv is that you would serve to a Yid. So you can hear such a chiluk. But according to the Rosh, the fact that you could serve it to a guy, to a person, is only a simin that it's a chash of a piece. It's a way of knowing if it's a davar shebeminyan, if it's a chash of a piece of meat. How could you tell? Would you serve it? So the fact that you wouldn't serve it to a yid because it has an is in the veila, that doesn't give you a simin that the piece of meat is a davar chashuv. It's be'esem, a davar shebeminyan. It's a slice of meat which is chashuv. Roilas chabit is just a simin of it being chashuv. That simen, that it's chashuv, you have, even though it's nevela, you can't give it to a guy. It still is chashuv.
So,
well, anyway, a skabed is, we assume, is something which is a davar shebeminyan. It has the chashivas of a davar shebeminyan. Steak is sold by the pound, but still, it has the chashivas of a davar shebeminyan. So this is a machlokes, like the Rashi and the Rosh. We're going to come back to it later this morning, so... Well, it's true that according to the Rosh, but it would have to be Roi L'Schabed where you are. According to the Rosh, you can still clear. Could even according to the Rosh, it has to be a davar shebeminyan in that place. So it might not be. Okay, we're going to have some examples of things that only roi l'gai, and we'll get to that. Well, it's lav dafka gai. It means if it's roi l'schabe to adam sheinei chashuv. It's also the question according to the Rashba, it has to be roi l'schabe to adam chashuv. If
Shenkin. According
to the Rosh, after it's bottle, it has to be kosher. The iser before it's bottle, obviously, wasn't kosher. Otherwise, you don't need it to be bottle. But it means that once it'll be bottle, it'll become roi l'schabed to a yid. It'll become heter. There we say the din of chaticha roi l'schabed.
The finished product, and then it has to be cooked steak.
Oh, so that will have a sif gimel, which I do hope we'll get to today. If it has to be ready to serve on that.
Okay.
Mechaber says, "I feel when he surya asabat. No, there's also a din of
to
throw away one according to the Rosh.
No,
you have to throw away. We passionately have to throw away one. It's grad also machlekes the Rosh of the Rosh.
Yes.
Okay.
Bring Taisus.
Okay. The Chavis Das doesn't call it the Rosh. He calls it Taisus. It's machlekes the Rosh and Taisus against the Rosh. Taisus and Slachim. All right, so this is the din of a chaticha roi l'schabed, and the din of when it's bottle. The Matayinison there on the bottom line brings an interesting halacha. Chaticha roi l'schabed dina kiberia kozar trubas hadeshen dim acher shen is bashel loy havadav chashuv rakoydim shen is bashel havadav chashuv nami loy bottle. What's an example of something? Before it's cooked, it's a davar chashuv, and after you cook it, it's not a davar chashuv.
Depends on the cook.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know what an example would be, but
something
but that's not what he means. He means that you have a type of item which raw is royal, is royal as chavit.
Yeah, but it still comes out from what
an apple. An apple is a davar. Maybe it's royal as chavit.
An orange. Baked
it. An orange. Cooked orange. Yeah, so you think he means something that's not normal to cook.
So maybe orange is a davar chashuv to start.
If you cook it into something, it's really...
You put it as an ingredient.
Orange, just an orange.
Okay. Okay. What? My understanding of Royal Eschabit means you would give it to an Ireach. Doesn't mean that you're offering someone a cup of water also, but it means that you would serve it at a meal. That's Royal Eschabit. That's my understanding. And those are all the examples that we're going to have.
Maisa comes out, okay. But if you, like you're saying, if you burn it though, Maisa would still be true that it's not Royal Eschabit.
Yeah, he does say that if you burn it, that once it's a dover Royal Eschabit, and later, let's say you would burn it when you cook it, and now you wouldn't serve it to a guest. He's saying that once it's davar el chabit, it remains a davar el chabit. He says that. The Ramah, the next page. Afila eine asura rak midrabanan eine betelo. We tried to do a few pages today. Even if it's only an isidrabanan, it's not batal. V'musafeg v'muray el chabit. Oilai aslim lekula afila hisura midrabanan. If you have a piece of something that's a safik roi l'skabed, a safik roi l'skabed is also considered to be a safik drabana. The whole din of we paskin that anything that's not bottle b'shishin, barrier, chatichu l'skabed, of shishim etirin, these are all midrabanans. And since the whole concept of chatichu l'skabed is only a concept that's a drabanan, so therefore we... Therefore, a suffix of a dechatich orel eschabed is in fact is bottled. Okay, what? It's bottled the way it would be bottled if it would not be chatich orel eschabed. We remove the din of chatich orel eschabed and we go back to the ikarad din. All right, so sif aleph is just the basic rule of chatich orel eschabed, the din of. A reyach of what of a guest. The prima gadim says taichla shayda here in the beginning. You need a reyach chashuv, has to be a chashuv a guest. But Rav Palmnem done that's not the yikr. That the yikr is that any guest at Akum is a shayla, but that any guest is included as well. So this is the basic rule of chetichah el eschabe. Now sif beis, you get to the conditions. And we get to the kreplach of the Neid of Yehuda. There's a story with the Neid of Yehuda, which is the one of the more famous examples of Chatichah El Eschabi. Let's first learn Sif Beis, an all-important condition to Chatichah El Eschabi, and then we'll see the Neid of Yehuda Shaila.
You got that from the
Navi? I mentioned it years ago, a while ago, I think. The Navi Shia, Neid of Yehuda's kreplach. Engla, what? Chicken leg? Just the drumstick by itself? I don't think is a chatichah el eschabed. A whole portion would be a chatichah el eschabed. Has to be a chashuv portion. So we're going to see cheese. That's this big taz on the Sif Dalet. We're going to see that cheese is considered oil eschabed. Let's see Sif Beis. Ein lo din chaticha oil eschabed, ela in kein isurei machmas atzmai. Now this is a very important condition to chaticha oil eschabed, that it has to be a isur machmas atzmai, kegoin nevela, or basa b'chalav. Basa b'chalav meaning meat and milk, and milk and meat. Aval. If Nesra Machma Shekibla Tam may Isser, if somebody becomes Asser, you have you're cooking chicken, and into the chicken soup falls in into there's some other Issa that falls in a piece of nevela, and the bli of nevela goes into your piece of chicken. That chicken that is not a chaticha or a l'schabed, although that piece itself you would serve people. But the piece is not the Isser. The Isser has to be Royal Eschabed. The Isser is only the Bliya that's in the piece. Because the Isser is only the Bliya that's in it, the Bliya itself is not a Chaticha Royal Eschabed, and therefore the piece is bottle. You have the chilek. Alright, the iser atzmai has to be chaticha roi l'schabe. And when the iser itself is not roi l'schabe, it's just nivla into something that's roi l'schabe. So it goes into regular rules of bitla. Avol nesra machba shekibla tame iser. If something became oser because originally it fell in and it wasn't bottle, afkilu l'misha soiva chaticha atzman asas nevela, even if you hold chanan and the whole thing is iser. But ein la din chaticha roilas chabed. It doesn't have a din of roilas chabed, as the top shach says in Dalit on the second side. Hatam kasvu hashare dura simimim aleph harashba v'haran v'shar paiskim. Mishum de bekol makayim eina iser anivla ba chashuv chaticha haroilas chabed. Because the bli itself is not roilas chabed. So mimela, the psak of the tzmachaber is not a machlokes. Everyone agrees with this psak. The chaticha l'schabed is only a something that's an iser machmas atzmai, but basa b'cholov is included. If you have meat, if milk is balei and to meat, the meat itself becomes iser. So there we do say the iser of chaticha of.
Chaticha.
Even though
now this piece fell in, I have to be
mavatal
this whole piece.
Not the whole piece, but
it doesn't have a din of
chaticha. Now, all right. There are two. Before we get to Ramah, there are two main issues of discussion here. One is the long taz, and the other is the Nadi Behuda's kreplach shaila. If we went according to age, we would give the Taz precedence. But if we go according to what's interesting, we'll give precedence to the Nagy Yehuda. The Nagy Yehuda had a Maisa. It's interesting. It's brought down in various different versions in the Paiskim. They just repeat it, and they change the exact story, but not mostly not in ways that are significant. Basically, the story was the following. Someone lent two bekalach, that's two pans, to a neighbor. And the neighbor baked in those pans, baked kreplach that were milachik. According to the Pesachei Tshuva's version, baked fleishik was the first one. I think if you look in the Yehuda, it says the first one was a milachik, but it's all the same in halacha. So someone lent bekalach to a neighbor, two pans, and they baked milachik or kreplach in the pans. Subsequently, it was so we'll see in a second. So the pans were returned, but apparently now these first neighbor that baked the two pans of kreplach, those kreplach I eaten already, they're gone, nelmu, and that wasn't a shad. These two pans were now returned, and this lady put it back on her shelf. She had nine pans altogether, and she put it. She can't recognize which are those two, which are the other seven. And subsequently, well, it was still a binyamite. She went and she made kreplach, fleishige kreplach. Nine pans worth of fleishige kreplach. And all these kreplach are now in a pile. They're all baked. And her neighbor has the misfortune of informing her that she cooked milchik kreplach in those pans. Which means two pans full of kreplach are treif, they're basa b'chalav. And seven pans worth are kosher. It's yavesh b'yavesh min b'minai. We'll see in a second why, but it's yavesh b'yavesh min. All these kreplach are mixed in one big container of kreplach. And Nadi Yehuda says that his initial psak was that they're all aser because kreplach are chaticha roi l'schabed. Kreplach are something that's roi to serve. And therefore, although min b'mina is batel b'raiv, really it should be batel b'raiv, nevertheless, the chetich roi l'schabed is not batel, so you have to throw out all of the kreplach. That was his initial psak. And he writes, subsequently, he changed his psak, and he was matir all of them. And let's see his reason. So let's see the reason. Pisei Tshuva Gimel.
How long after?
He rescued them. Pisei Tshuva Gimel. Basa b'chalav. I am b'tshuvas Nadi b'Yehuda. Chelok yaradei asim in lamed. V'maisa she'afu kreplach im chema betisha ignei nechayshes. They baked kreplach with butter in 9 copper pans. U'besaychan, and among them hayushnayim, there were 2 pans. She'kaidim lezeh nefo behem im shuman, that had previously been used with schmaltz, with fat, with goose fat, with.
With 9 pans, just the 2 pans also didn't enough. I mean, this was the case, I guess.
This was the case, right?
Because the 2 pans and then.
This was the Meister Shaya Kachai. Because of. The Afa Pisha Mashku Habekoch Beshuman Vechema. Vahaya Be'en. Vimkei Neser Kulai. Even though these Bekoch were baked with both, they were smeared both with fats and butter. Vaya be'en, it sounds like it wasn't washed out well. There was actually real, honest to goodness, possible challah here. Vimkeim neser kulay. Mekamakayim betela b'rayv. Spotel b'rayv. The isach shenefu, the rayv of those that were baked, be'elu ashnayim heim hamiyot neged hanisharim. Because these 2 bekloch are a miyot keneged the rest. U'baklu, kedin yavesh b'yavesh. It's a mixture of things that are yavesh b'yavesh, and therefore they're baklu. Ay, it's a chaticha ray l'schabe. V'loi mikri chaticha ray l'schabe. Why? Da'af agav de basa b'cholav hu osur mach masatzmai. Even though basa b'cholav itself is not an issabalu. The basa and the cholav are considered isur mach masatzmai. They're good for isur mekamak. Hacha ha'ikr hu ha'isa. The main part of the kreplach is the dough. U'basar b'cholav hu balua. And the basa b'cholav is balua in the dough. Lahachi batal. Therefore, it's batal because the dough itself is the thing that's chashuv. The bli of the whatever you shmear the pan with, that's not the dava chashuv. So therefore, lahachi batal. Therefore, it's batal. Rak tzarach laser kafi minyan oisa shenefu b'shnei bekalach. Fashar laheter. We have a minyan that when things are batal yavesh b'yavesh, we throw out the amount, the pieces that were nesar. We don't know if we're getting the right ones, but we just throw out that amount, and therefore it's the rest of it is muta. So that was the chap of the Zayde Yehuda, that only the dough is a dover, it makes it into a dover chashu, and because the dough makes it into a dover chashu, and the dough is not kofe iser, it's not isamach masatzmai, therefore it's muta. The kreflach. And the Chuvit says it's a fascinating thing. The Chuvit says that the kreplach themselves are pariv. They have potatoes inside, or something pariv inside. That was the kreplach. It's an interesting thing that when the Chavis Das brings the story, and Chavis Das was a lived a generation in Eid Yehuda.
That's where we're going here.
What?
With these pictures.
What?
With
I'm going to finish the piece of Chuvit in a second. But when he brings it, he brings that they were cheese kreplach. He brings the story, and he brings the story slightly different. He brings that the first were fleishik, and the second ones were cheese kreplach. So, and he says, even in the cheese kreplach, that's the chiddush. There's still not a chaticha roi l'schabe, because in the cheese itself wouldn't be roi l'schabe without the dough.
Why do you say the dough?
So,
the dough
itself makes it roi l'schabe. See, in the case where it was a potato kreplach and only has to be a sabasa b'chalav, all right, it's a nice chab, but we all understand it. In the case, the way the Chavis Das brings it at the end of the simon, he says that the kreplach themselves, I believe he said they were filled with cheese, and there it's still a chiddush. Because of the fact that it's still a M. Sabzaki saying, because Risa can Mashabatzas be safe and be who the simon lamid hashtida hamumula begvina. He doesn't even use the word kreplach. This time he came from a different society. It says pashtida hamumula begvina shabala basa shenesar. He says it's the same thing. It's a knish or a kreplach that are filled with cheese, that were beleya basa to basa shenesra, shein by demra l'schalei, nihya gvina hu isamach masatzmon. It's true that when you have these krepluch, the cheese that's in the krepluch, isamach masasim shumbasim b'chalav mekamake. It's only royal eschabe together with the dough. So he says it's not a steer in the story. It's a different version of the story, but it's not a steer in the psak. He's saying a big chiddush. He's saying a big chiddush that if you have a kreppel filled with cheese and the cheese habasim b'chalav, it's still bottled. Because of the fact that it's that the cheese itself is not right l'schabe without the dough around it, so
memela he's not serve the cheese fill, the filling.
Just wouldn't serve the cheese filling as a portion. It's both of them together. Nothing happening. It would be either way. Now, just to finish the pisrei tshuva,
the dough is like only has belias.
The dough only has belias, so that's why.
What's the rationale for distinguishing between
because by basa b'chalav chatichah nas nevel is a deraisa. It's the only case that chatichah nas nevel is a deraisa is basa b'chalav. That means the Torah is saying that the guf habasar is iser. And it's not an issa balua. It's not just that the milk that's in it is issa. The meat itself becomes issa. If you want to measure a kazayis for einshim, you don't measure only the milk. You measure the milk and the meat.
It's
a
new
issa. So b'chala becomes the gufa issa. That's why it's a problem. The pisrei tshuva though is not finished. He brings still another part of the Leg of Yehuda. In our print, the last three lines. Ein loimer demechsha min be'einai minai. Shashuman einai minai imachema. Because the shuman is einai minai with the chema. Now, as you have seven bekeloch of krepluch that don't have a taste of shuman in them, and two that do. So that should be einai minai. These krepluch have a taste of shuman, and those don't. V'tzarech shishim gam b'yavesh. Afilo b'isa b'luah. If you cook them all together, the shuman would spread from one to the other. The whole shuman was fats of a goose. Basa b'chalav by basa oif is drabanan. And then it's bottled. So he says, even though you could argue that this should be considered min be'inai minai, because the two beklach worth and the seven beklach worth have different tastes. One has the taste of shuman and one doesn't. But nevertheless, be'inis and rabbanon, we hold that it's batul b'raiv anyway, yavish b'yavish, and therefore his psak is that it's possible. Facts? There's no question if you eat it and you actually taste the fat, you have to throw it out. It has tam shuman in it. If you're going to taste the shuman, you're going to have to throw it out. Because then you know that you hit the jackpot, you hit the one that's straight. It's only mutter when it's a taruvis, when it's mixed with the other. Look, if you could, you could. If you can't, you can't. The truth is, if I say you could. Well, the Chavis Das is a kasha. The Chavis Das is a kasha in this night of Yehuda. He says, why was the night of Yehuda makel? The chayra, you should have to be give it to a kfeila to taste. And if you give it to a kfeila to taste, you give it to a guy to taste, and he'll taste. Which ones have the tam basar? Which ones have the tam basar? If we'll taste which ones have the tam basar, you'll be able to distinguish which are the ones that are basar and which are the ones that are not basar. And even though nowadays we don't give things to a kfeila, but he says, but that's only that we're not makel to give things to a kfeila. But to be machmir, we should give it to a kfeila. So the Chavis Das says, we see from here, maybe who the hell, that when something is batel b'raiv, even if it's Efshel Avara, you're not mechuyev to be Mevara. When something is Bakal Barayv, that you don't have to be Mevara, even if it's Efshel Avara. That's the Chavis Das understanding of this night of Yehuda. That itself is a the Dakar Tshuva brings Chalkin with the Chavis Das. It's true that if you have to give something to a Kfela to taste, and by tasting it, he's going to ruin it, because you have to give a piece of each one of the Kreplach to someone to taste, it'll be ruined. So there it says already in Hilchas Shatnez, that when you have a Karuvis of Shatnez that are mutter, there are certain cases of Taruvis that are mutter. But it's Eshel Levar, but to be Mevar, you have to ruin the Baggad. So the halach is that you're not Mechuyiv to be Mevar. In such a case where it's a suffix of an Isidur Abanan and it's mutter, it's Eshel Levar, you're not Mechuyiv to be Mevar. And because it ruins it. So depending, Kreplach are usually small portions. If each one's going to have to be tasted by a Kfela, won't work. Maybe if they're still in the original Bekloch and somebody can just taste one from each of the Bekloch and see, then you'd be Mevar. Well, I think the idea was to cut rather than bite, but okay. So this is like Yehuda. Yeah.
Was he matter
then to eat together with milk and gold plate? Was he matter to eat them? Well, they were all definitely, depending on which version of the story, according to this version, they were all definitely milchik. There's no suffix that they were all milchik. The question is someone.
Eat them with milk.
With, yeah, definitely. Definitely. He's eating them with milk. They're buttered.
They're all, so they're all milchik. Okay.
Yeah.
The
so. The ones he hopes he threw out. Well, that's the idea. Yeah, the idea. What? What do you do with the pans? So the pans. The pans, you wait till kufbeis. Kufbeis is davar sheyesh matirin. There's a question in the case of pans. L'chayra pans is batel b'raiv. You have two treifa pans, a seven kasher. It says min v'vina, yavish b'yavish, batel b'raiv. We're going to have a discussion in kufbeis whether the fact that you can kasher it makes it a davar sheyesh matirin and it's not batel. Food can be kashered. Pans, kalim, could be kasher. If someone tells me they have one fork that was treif, they put it aside to kasher. And then they came home, and whoever was cleaning up the house put the fork back into the drawer. And now he's got 8 or 16 forks there, and one of them is treif, and 15 are kasher. Is he obligated to kasher all of them? So that, l'chayr is batel b'raiv. However, we're going to have a machlekes later, if it's a davar sheyesh matirin or not, because you could kasher it. An option of kashering it. So the Ramal say that since it's a tircha to kasher it, he holds it's not a davar sheyesh matirin. The Shach is mefakfek on it. And the Shach questions whether that expense or tircha of kashering, if they're big pans that's hard to kasher, it's not davar sheyesh matirin, but spoons or forks that you can kasher easily, the Shach would hold is davar sheyesh matirin, and therefore you should kasher it.
How do we hold? What's the model?
So it can be kasher in the chinami, but it's only a chumra you don't kasher. And this shaila is actually in the Negev this summer. There are bungalow colonies. I know we have Mistalim that were one of them that bought meat in previous years from Muncie, and now they have a shaila on kashering all of their kalim. And in cases where it's a vadai, they certainly have the kasher the kalim. There are places where it's a suffix, where the person says that he occasionally the bungalow colony, the vendor, says he sometimes bought from him, sometimes elsewhere. And the question is whether it's a suffix. And if it is a suffix, whether it's a davar sheyesh matirin, because it's easy to kasher, or whether you should be mekel. So someone here upstairs told me that the person who ran the concession in the bungalow colony asked the Rav, and the Rav told him that you could rely that it's a suffix lakula, or that he said it's a sveksveik lakula. Suffolk if anybody got from this person, and even if he got from the person, it's a suffolk if what he got was kosher or trade. Now, Grada, you have to check. I think the last few years it's no suffolk if what you got was kosher or trade from him. I don't know that he dealt how much he dealt. He dealt with some kosher and some trade. Right? It was a suffolk. But, so even his matter, out to Svek Sveker. Now, Svek Sveker would not make a lot of Shisha material. But it's a miskalmo. You don't go with them.
You don't have
so,
to.
What? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shaila of kavua and parish. It's only kavua if it's nicker b'mekayim.
When the guy bought it, he knew what he was getting.
When the customer, the customer bought it from the store. When the customer bought it in the store, did he know? Did he know what it was? What?
Is it the confession or is it the
original? No, it goes according to the customer. Chazanish has a piece on kavua and parish by kalim that you buy in a store. And they have buy some of the kalim are from Yidden, some are from Goyim, but you can't recognize them in the store. I think, I know Chazanish has a shtickle on this, I think he says that where it's not nikur b'makaymai, that's considered, if in the store it's not nikur, that's called parish. Now maybe it was nikur when you bought it. Just think about noticing which place it came from. Very often when you buy it, it says which shchita house it came from. It doesn't say which distributor it came from. So maybe that it wasn't nikur. Alright, what the betzias was, I don't know. I'm just mentioning that this
is.
No, Dover Sham is Shuman is Zukte Kulai. Right? Shaman is Mefafe Abakulai. Only a Dover Kachush is.
Bachumra,
yeah. Right.
So
you're saying you would need Limon and not. They would need the Bekaloch, would need Limon, yeah. Bekaloch would need Limon. Well, it's the same thing. If it's a big tercha to do the libun, then nachinami. Someone has a self cleaning oven, it's not a big tercha. If someone has to get a torch, it's a big tercha.
Okay.
In a big night. Yeah, the shach says that in kuf beis, that may slice you definitely have to wear.
And I deal with the bungalow and the intelligence, right? Number one, maybe he didn't buy from this guy. And even if he did, maybe it was kosher. There's no way you can reverse that spectrum.
Okay, it's an interesting the question is interesting if it's kulach adesveiko or not. There's a rule that the Taz says that we pass tonight. The Taz is a kasha. There's a svek svek and hilchus treifus. In a case where there's something called a drusa. A drusa is an animal that was attacked by a lion or any type of animal that claws is a treif. And for whatever reason, there was a tumult out in the barn and the farmer went out. And there's a svek svek. Was there a lion in the barn? And if there was, did it attack the animal that was there? So that in Shulchan Aruch is called a svek svek. Did the Ari nichnas Ari or loy nichnas Ari? And if it nichnas, shemadara shemaloy daras. So the Taz asks, it's not a svek svek that you could turn around. If you start, it was dairis or wasn't dairis. Even if it was dairis, there's no second suffix. So the Taz says a klal. His klal is, and it could be the Shach says it also in Hilchas Svek Svek, the Taz says in Hilchas Treifus, that you don't say that this rule, there's a rule by Svek Svek that it has to be Efshalis Hapech. It has to be able to be expressed both ways. The two Svekas one way, two Svekas the other. He says that's only where there's no logical sequence to the Shiloh. We don't say svek svek because maybe it takes you go in this order, maybe go in that order, and it's one suffix. Where there's a logical sequence to the order, that maybe that re came in. First, you have to know if it came in. Even if it came in, maybe it was dairis. He says, where there's a sequence to the suffix, that there's no problem. It's still svek svek. It doesn't have to be a suffix. So the same thing would seem to be here, that the one suffix is whether he ever got from this person ever. And the second is, even if he got for him, what did he get from him? It seems to be a logical sequence, and it's good. Question of whether it's kulach adesveika is a more significant shaila. It's really all one suffix. Did he get treifus? But, okay.
So how do we
that's to be mefapel. I personally would tell them to kasher. It's a whole bungalow kind worth of people. How much does it cost to get someone in to set up a big thing to kasher? What you can't kasher, you don't kasher. But what could be kasher? What you could kasher, you kasher. What you can't, you can't.
By Katie, is this in Dovah Shemini?
What?
By Katie, is this in Dovah Shemini?
It's a Balua, I remember. The Katie itself is not the Yisr. The same happened to what we're talking about here. If it's a Balua, then there's no Yisr in Dovah
Shemini. Unless it's also by Noah.
Okay, so this... this is the.
Is that
not the Zayla? What? The keli. So the keli still is a balu on the keli. The basa and the chalav and go for isa.
The keli is
chalav. The keli is a balu.
And the offer was even calcified.
There would be enough even cal. The balu when it's rezeya.
So it would be not the boil. Not the boil. Regular.
Okay. The just to go through the Taz rather quickly, because I'd like to get to Sif Gimel. There's a long Taz here regarding cheese. The question of whether a cheese, this is Taz Dali, whether cheese is considered to be Chaticha Roi L'Sabe. Specifically, he discusses different shilas that are nogea to cheeses. Most of them don't come up. You don't have cheeses made from Chalof Treifa. But he does have the shiloh of Gvinas Akum. If you have cheese that are Gvinas Akum, now don't confuse Gvinas Akum with Cholov Yisrael and Cholov Akum. I'm talking now about even if it's made from Cholov Yisrael milk. There's no shiloh about the milk. If there's a separate gezeira on Gvina. Gvina, zero. If you're not makban a Cholov Yisrael and you eat what we call Cholov Stam, it's not a heter to go out and buy stam gevina. Cheese have a separate iser because of the way cheese is manufactured, because it's made from the thing that makes a curdle comes primarily from the acids of the stomach of different animals, of nevela. And for that reason, gevina sakum is a separate iser to rabbanon. Now, because of a chash that the cheese was curdled using the Arkevas Nevela. One of the reasons, there are a few reasons, the Gemara, why Gevina Sakum was made awesome. The question then is, if you have Gevina Sakum and it becomes mixed in a taruvis, cheese platters were prepared, and now they realize that some of the cheese, they can't recognize which one, some of it came from non-kosher, from Gevina Sakum. Well, it's bottle bereit. You had kosher, mostly kosher cheese. But cheese is a chaticha rei l'sabe. Now, he's not talking here about cream cheese. He's talking about a chash of a cheese, which would be put into a cheese platter. That would be served. So that's l'chayra chaticha rei l'sabe. So the Taz says a chiddush in our prints. It's on the first page, in the page, the second page of your photostats. There's the long Taz Dalit. It's four lines from the bottom. He says a chiddush mekombak and nirali. The stam gevina shall ayvek echavim shenis arva beinak sheirais chashvina leile iser bolua ubeteila. The chiddush of the Taz is that gevina sakum is the iser bolua, and it's not considered chaticha rei l'schabe. You don't have to worry, it came from milk of a treifa, because most are not treifa. Right, behem is kashera. There are many different reasons why gevina sakum is awesome. We're not chayshish, it was made from a treifa. Ela shema irvu b'chalav tamei. Let me just explain. What's the difference if it was milk of a treifa or milk of a non-kosher animal? It's a major difference. Because we have a Kabbalah that only the milk of kosher animals turns into cheese. So if it's a chol of treifa, if it's from a treifa animal, it could become cheese. If it's from a non-kosher animal, it can't become cheese. So if you have cheese and it's also, one of the reasons it's also, is because we're afraid that there might be the lashon of the Gemara cholof tamei bena in the holes and the bekoim of the cheese. In other words, the milk may have been mostly kosher and a little bit of treif, a treif animal that didn't curdle, but it's caught between the curdled cheese. So that amount is only not roi l'schabe, and therefore the Taz shita is that kinas akum is not considered a chaticha roi l'schabe. There's a big arichus, the Mati Yonis and the Kudus HaKesef are ma'arich on this, as well as the Aravram. The main taina that we would understand is in the Kudus HaKesef, he says, what do you mean? Chazal asked gevina sakum. Shminas Akum is a gzera derabanan. It's not that I'm sitting in my living room looking at the cheese and saying, oh, maybe it has chol of tameh inside. Chazal asked it. Chazal made a gzera that Gevinas Akum is also. So since they made a gzera that it's also, so it becomes an issa machmas atzmai. And that seems to be there are a number of titles. That seems to be the strongest title.
Didn't we say that something has to only be otherwise a sabbat, ultimately you become right circle years
ago? If it so it would be, because
this is cheese, this is trained cheese.
No, if you hold that you have one piece of, you remember you have a platter and it's possible, right, this Gevina, right, this Gevina was bottled in a platter with other cheese, and then it'll be right to serve. So that's the machlokes here, the Taz and the Kudus HaKesef, and I assume we pass the Lahachmir. American Jews are not into cheese. I don't think we consider cheese a chtichar
eleschabe.
What?
One
cheese party. Xera is Xera.
One cheese party.
There is synthetic rennet today. There's both. There's both. There's both types of rennet.
They have wine and cheese parties when they serve.
They have, who has, Jews have wine and cheese parties?
Yeah.
David, wine and cheese parties. Wine parties, you never heard of, cheese parties.
In different circles.
Yeah, they have. Okay.
In different circles.
There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with having a cheese party if you like cheese.
What's the pot say?
Broccoli.
The Taz says it's not royal eschabe because the shash of the iser in the cheese is kaluaba. You're afraid this chalav tamei mixed in.
Now fed the rennet.
Or the rennet mixed in, but it's
the
not. So that's a second kasha that they ask. That the rennet is a davar hamaimid. And that, if you look at Rabbi Kivager, there's an arichus here on the question of whether through a maimid it becomes a chaticha roi l'schabe. It's really in Peizayin, the Shachan said Peizayin, so it's got Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph. I didn't want to get into it just because it's not.
It's the enzymes, it's not the iser.
In Hemed Gevina, I'm reading it from Peizayin. In Peizayin it says, Hamaimid Ba'ar Kevas Nevelo Trefo Be'im Atmeya Oysa B'chol Shehu. That if something is a maimid, that it asks B'chol Shehu, there's no bitl b'shishim in it. Because when it's a maimid, it asks the entire thing, the whole thing presumably becomes Gufa Yisr. Okay, it's just a little complicated the way this works into the Taz, and I prefer not to be marich in it. If you want, you can go through it, but it's as I said, it's not something that comes up, and I think I'd rather go out to Sif Gimel. We're not going to be able to finish all of Hilchos Terumah.
You
mentioned
the cheese platter, but the individual slice is not included in the platter, only the whole platter.
The slice.
Talking with the whole
thing. How do they serve cheese?
Wedges.
There's a wedge right beside. One crepe. Would you ever see crepe? Like you serve one?
Yeah, it's that bigger.
Yeah. You probably wouldn't give somebody just
one. I'm talking about a little one. I'm talking about a big one.
You wouldn't have somebody with one.
The question of whether. I don't know. Does it have to be that there would, it has to be a rib steak or.
Yeah.
One cut is too much. Two is too good, and three is too much. But you need to. Rabbi, I think that's. Oila al shulcha malachim is not a chedlat after chaticha. We had in Hilchis. In Hilchis Bishalakum, we said it's only us if it's oila al shulcha malachim. And there. You see, there, you're right, there we had a machlaikis, what consider Ayla Shulchan Malachim? If it goes up as a side dish, the Wachluki day is, Rav Henkin held that that's not called Chatif, that's not called Ayla Shulchan Malachim. And I think most Pesachim them on that if it's a side dish, it is. But it has to be a side dish and a significant meal. I think it'll be the same thing here, that it'll be a Chatif or a Schabi, either a main dish or a side dish. However, If it's something, now if it's something that corn that you serve spoonfuls, that's certainly not, each piece is not really the stabbing. But just because you serve two or three pieces, I'm not sure that would make it ois chaticha
reilas chavit. How could that be reilas chavit? We're talking about each individual one.
Kreplach has to be that. The kreplach are big enough that each one is served.
Sometimes they make kreplach that.
It's possible. I'm not sure.
The second point said called a pashtita. That's already something substantive.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. I'm not sure.
Later with the tzuris.
That I'll try to be
mavar. That talks about when you cut up the tzuris. Then he says that they serve together. These are things that are served individually, not.
All right, I'll try to be the bar for next week. I'd like to learn Sif Gimel, which is a major issue in Halacha L'Maisa. And I'll just ask you a question, and I don't know a good answer to it. Although, if you gyrus this question, it could involve a hefsid of a tremendous amount of money. I'll explain. Let us assume that a portion of chicken is a chaticha roilas chabed, whether it's a top or a bottom. I think it's safe to assume that it's a chaticha roilas chabed. What happens when someone receives cases of chicken from a shita house, or a lady in our house opens up a package of chicken and she goes to the rav with a tray for shayma? That the pulka is broken, and you go to the rav. Now, 90% of the time, it's not an issue of treifas. Most of the time, the only treifas shayos that ever brought to me are wings or drumsticks that were ever brought. And drumsticks are more of a shayla. Wing is only a shayla if the wing itself, there's no treifas in the wing. An animal could live with a broken with a destroyed wing. But if it's a bone that's broken and protrudes out of the skin, it's a treifas because with chayshish, then when it flaps its wings, it made a hole in the lung. It pierced its own body if it had such a protrusion. So the wing, it's not shchiach kamad ever. In the drumstick, occasionally you could have a shayla. It's only a shayla if it broke when it was alive. If it broke afterwards, so if it's not all black and blue, you can tell. If it congealed blood all around it, you can tell that it happened b'chayav or l'achamisa. Let us say that someone found a drumstick and they go to the Rav and they ask the Rav, what's it in? The Rav says it's treif. So she asks immediately, what about the other portions that are in the package? So we tell her, you know, the animal, this bird didn't have four legs. It's it gets quartered and all the quarters get thrown into one big mixture and, you know, you don't know where the other leg is. Especially if they're all left legs or right legs, you know, they're from different chickens. So it's mutter. I have a shayla for you. Now, we realize that there are three other treifa chicken portions somewhere. Because every chicken is cut into four. Two bottoms and two tops. So now, in this shechita house, on this day, they may have shechted 100,000 chickens. And we know now that one of those chickens is treif. And there are three portions of treif chicken mixed with the other 400,000 portions of kosher chicken. L'chayra, it's a chaticha reilas chavit, it's not batel. And all of the chicken that was shechted, that is in that mixture, should be treif. With the exception, let's say you found a right leg. So all the right legs are mutter. Because you got the right leg from the treif chicken, right? So all the other right legs are mutter, but all the left legs and all the tops, l'chayra, should be treif. So why isn't that a problem?
If you throw something to the Yama Gadol, it's not batel. All water is up
to. Separate question. First, let's deal with this.
I understand. What's
your shayla? The shayla is that all the chicken that's in this mixture, let us say the butcher received four cases of whole chickens and he cut them up, all right? And he cut them into quarters, he has them all piled up, he's packaging them, and then he opens, finds one is treif. Are all four cases of chicken now treif? He can't tell which parts of the chicken came from this bottom, which ones came from it. And maybe from the top he made cutlets already. He's got now a stack of cutlets that are... Now that's in the house, in the store. He may have four cases. What happens when they quarter it in the Shechita house? And they quarter it, and now they realize one of them is treif, and they could have tens of thousands of pieces. The chetichah of the schabed is not bottle. That's a little alofim. So why aren't they all problematic? This is a shaila. The shaila needs a good answer. So before we try the answer, let's learn the Shulchan Aruch. And actually, we'll just start it, and we'll finish Mitzvah Hashem next week. No. No, you can't take a kavua and deliberately make it into a parish.
It's already parish, though.
Prashino denied me. What?
It's already parish.
On Bittul, you don't say parish. Bittul, when it's all mixed in one big mixture, you don't say parish. You mean the people already bought. People already purchased and left the store, it could be. What about the rest of the store? Now, don't go around trafing up all the chickens. It needs a teretz. Let's learn the Shulchan Aruch, and we'll finish next week. Taragailis benoit sasa, a chicken that still has its feathers on. Shenesarva ba'cheres betela. If it still has the feathers on the chicken, it's bottle. Shari ainu roi l'schabed l'fnei arachim kamay shehi. Because it's not roi l'schabed. You're not going to serve a piece of chicken with feathers on it. Ba'afal pi sha'ach shenesarvu hasiru netaisa hanoitza. And even though after it became mixed, you removed the feathers, once it was bottle, it's bottle ready for afterwards as well. V'chein, lo yichashiva roi l'schabed, elam keini muvushelis. Aha, we have a heter. It's oil roi l'schabed, if it's cooked, and roi to serve. However, if it's raw, it's not roi l'schabed, you can't serve raw chicken. So if it's raw, it's bottle. And even if you cook it later, what's its bottle? It's bottle. V'chein keves shalem, a whole sheep, a very large piece. You couldn't serve this large piece to anyone. You don't put in front of him a side of an animal. So we have a problem. The Mechaber, I should have stopped after the Mechaber. We could have gone home easy. According to the Mechaber, and those who go to Pesach Beis Yosef, it's okay. Because the taruvis is when it's raw and it's not fully cooked. But according to the Ramah says, Yeshchokim b'chalzev v'chein nayagin. According to the Ramah, we still have our difficulty.
How would you ever have a particular world of chazet according to the asteroid?
If it's cooked, the question is, how are you ever going to have a piece of nevela? You can have bchala, but how are you ever going to have nevela? That's all. So it's an all important pischei tshuva and sifkat and hay. And I'll do it again next week. The Radvaz says that we judge this by the time you find the iser. If it's already cooked and then you discover there was a shailam nevela treifa, then it is called ra'ilas chavim. The determination is at the time that you find the yisur, and I'll have to explain that. And Yisur Shem next week will answer similarly.